We're doing the laws of Shmona Esrei, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, the 15th chapter, the 10th halacha. And this is in memory of Asher Chaim ben Avraham Avinu Wilker. Tzarich shelo yeshum devar chotzetz bino leven akir. When one is in prayer, so we prefer not to have anything between him and the wall. We stand next to the wall when we pray. V'devar kavua k'mo aron eino chotzetz. And something that's permanent, like if you have how do you say an aron in English? A bookcase. You have some kind of bookcase or closet. That's not considered that you have something standing in between you and the wall. Eino nachon yitpalel keneged beged o kotel mitzuyam. Mipnei shemafrin hakavana. Preferably one should not stand next to a painting or a wall that's painted. Or if you have some kind of t-shirt that someone's wearing that says all kinds of interesting things. You shouldn't be standing behind that and praying, because that will distract one. What?
Distraction.
It's a distraction. And therefore, we don't paint anything at eye level in a shul. But rather, whatever paintings we have, we put above eye level. And it's even better, says the Mekor Chaim, not to make any paintings in shul altogether. And it's prohibited from standing in front of a mirror during prayer, even if you close your eyes. So you tilt yourself. You don't stand exactly opposite the mirror, right? Sometimes you have that problem in wedding halls. The only place you could stand in davening is a wall that's all mirrors. So you tilt yourself. You do the best you can.